My name is Philip Razum. I teach sixth grade at Martin Berman Charter School in Algiers Point. This would be my fourth year at Berman Charter. The biggest difference between my education and the education I think students receive at Berman Charter is that I don't remember one time when I was in middle school, a teacher saying, "You need to do well on this test. It's so important." And frankly, I don't even remember taking very many tests that were issued from the state. Sometimes I wish that's the way it was in New Orleans, but it's just not. That's why in my classroom right now, I pride arts integration and critical thinking skills because it's what makes America great. I love using technology. The greatest tool in a teacher's toolbox is his or her iPhone. I mean, I hate to say that, but if you can take photos or record videos, you can do so many things with that. Let me give you an example. I'm teaching a lesson right now about the six-word memoir. And my students have made this iMovie video where they have to sort of condense their whole lives into six words. They come up with things that literally make the faculty cry. It'll completely shock you on how heartfelt these six-word memoirs are. I wish we could have more. We do have access to laptops, and we do have access to tablets, but not for every student. I wish that every child could learn how to type. I know it sounds a little crazy, but in about 2 years, we will move away from the paper model, and we'll go to the PARC test, which is completely on the computer. I teach my students how to write beautiful essays, exactly what the test readers would want. But can my students write those essays and then type them correctly into the system? That's something it's making me a little nervous. The number one greatest success that I would say I've had in New Orleans is the Martin Berman Charter debate team. At Tulane University, four times a year, we meet with 10, 12, 15 other middle schools, and we talk about complicated issues that a middle schooler would never touch in a classroom because it'd never be on a test, ever. They talk about things that I think most adults in America can't discuss in length. Last year, we had a topic on the Electoral College. I mean, how many Americans can really tell you exactly what the Electoral College is? We have students every day who raise their hand and ask a question that is completely off topic, but we need to address it because it's so important. Conflict resolution, world events. My students talk about the conflict in Syria like they are adults, and they compare it to being bullied in middle school. It's just amazing, these thoughts that come into their minds. It's amazing. How can you say, okay, we got to move on. We need to learn what a semicolon is. No. I don't want to hear about that anymore. I want to talk about the semicolon. You know, as the test comes closer, it just becomes a cram session. It's hard. It's incredibly challenging to do everything you want to do, give the students what you think they need, and then also prepare them for that test.